and welcome everyone to the Jeanette Biro podcast. I am so thrilled to have you guys here joining in as we dive into the world of expanding consciousness. I am a medium, a channeler, and this podcast is an outlet for me to share messages from the Ascended Masters to light beings to archangels and more. And especially, I love sharing the messages from other people on this planet who are exploring consciousness for themselves and willing to share their experiences so that we can all learn, because no experience is the same. So thanks for joining the show. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome everyone to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, welcome to the April energy update. I have to tell you, this month is packed. Now we are coming from a packed energy of March into an even more packed energy of April. And I have six main points that my guides wanted me to highlight for all of you this month to really help you embrace the energy, like really embrace the energy. And when I say that, what they're showing me in my mind is like embracing it like having a floaty or a canoe or a kayak or a paddleboard on the water. You're not even swimming in the water. You're supported in this water if you embrace the flow of it. If you try and move with the current, you will actually arrive in some pretty amazing places. And so this month is really about aligning with your flow. And hopefully you've been doing that for the last little bit, getting used to what that is for you. And if you feel like, oh my gosh, what if I'm not? You know what? All it takes is conscious thought and conscious choice to align with your heart, to align with what feels right for you, with what the universe is bringing forward for you. Do those things align? When you do that, you are in flow. So let's talk about what some of these points are. So we do have a couple really significant astrological aspects at play this month. So starting off right ahead today, if you're listening to this on the day the podcast launches, it is April 1st. Mercury goes retrograde today. Mercury going retrograde is all about the mind. And a lot of people talk about Mercury being confusion and chaos and tech issues and all of these kinds of things. But really, the invitation from Spirit and some beautiful astrologers that that I'm so grateful to be able to talk to, there's always the invitation of turn inward. And, you know, we are in eclipse season. We started eclipse season on March 25th with the partial lunar eclipse, and we bring it into a culmination on April 8th with the solar eclipse. And during the eclipse season, we are asked to turn inward, to really step inward and feel into whatever it is that's coming up for us. Now, this is being amplified by Mercury in retrograde, and that really started end of March, the kind of pre-retrograde shadow that gives indicators of what's going on. So all to say is I don't get a sense that Mercury retrograde is going to shock anybody or surprise anyone. It's more so going to ask you to turn inward on things that have already been coming up for you. The beautiful thing about this year is Spirit has been giving us, and the universe has been giving us, insights, heads up, intuitions about things that need to be looked at, dealt with, shifted, embraced, whatever it is on your journey. It's not about the surprises for you individually, but rather things coming to a head for you to do something about them or make space for the universe to act on your behalf. So Mercury retrograde is a time to really kind of step back, look at the bigger picture, focus on the things that you can focus on within yourself. What needs tending to? It's kind of like they often say it's a great time to clean out your closet, clear out your home, make space in your mind and in your home and your environment for something new. And that's new ideas, new creations, new partnerships, collaborations. Mercury retrograde is a really good time to reflect on what matters to you and also to not get carried away in external dramas and such. So we can observe them. We can see what's going on, but it's like, it's not a time to dive into the fire of them as well, because you may likely get burned. Because if you have a lot of people diving into that same place, throwing out flames, it's not being done so in a conscious way of sharing light. It's rather sharing flames in the form of throwing them, and you might get burned. So again, Mercury retrograde can be your friend if you choose to turn inward, if you choose to pause before you react and reflect. It will help bring clarity if you're seeking it. So something to consider. Now, the next thing on the roster here, number two, is the solar eclipse, like I mentioned, on April 8th. This is a massive solar eclipse. This solar eclipse is really connecting into clearing out the old, outdated masculine frequency. And I'm not talking men versus women. I'm talking about the divine masculine and the divine feminine, the distorted masculine and distorted feminine that is within each and every one of us. We have that polarity within each and every one of us. Sometimes our masculine will step forward when we need to really make a change and take an action on something. Other times our feminine can step forward when we need that creativity and that birth of a new thing. But each of those aspects can also have a distorted version, a wounded version. And so what's happening is this eclipse is really highlighting the wounded masculine, the wounded distorted masculine, but in a way to help it heal. It's a beautiful enlightenment. And what I say that because spirit is showing me adding light to, bringing light into that wounding. So the key for you is, are there any wounds left within you that are waiting to have space to be heard, seen, felt, and mended? Or this may be a time in which you get to help facilitate others in that space based on the fact of everything you've learned by going through your stuff. Now, I also want to say, though, that this is a beautiful energy in this solar eclipse, too, though, to really kind of, Spirit showing me, light a flame down your path. And the imagery they gave me is if you imagine this beam of light coming down from the cosmos and lighting the ground on fire. And at first you think, oh my goodness, look at these flames. But as soon as they simmer down, you realize a path has been cleared for you. There's a big energy of clearing paths. They're showing me elephants as well. So for many of you, as the eclipse energy moves through, it will help lighten your path, give light to your path, help clear your path, help you see more clearly. And this can be also in very positive ways. I think oftentimes eclipses and stuff, same with Mercury retrograde, are seen in such a negative light. Like this is a dark omen and a bad time and bad things happen. The eclipse season, so from the lunar to the solar, is really an opportunity where the universe can step in on your behalf. So if you've been doing a lot of work leading up to the eclipse, and I mean, if you've been listening to any of my stuff, and I know there's many others out there talking about the same thing, there has been guidance all along the way of clearing out your own stuff. So if you've been doing that and you're in the act of doing that and you're putting your best foot forward, the universe is able to bring in some beautiful synchronistic alignments for you, divine new beginnings, new inspirations. So when I say like clarity is coming and even this path being kind of like burnt and opened and cleared for you, this is the universe acting in on your behalf to really help you align with where you're wanting to go. We are really in the energies of full movement now. January, February was about picking up momentum, getting into speed. February had a really big kickoff energy to it. March was the start of the new astrological new year. And now with this solar eclipse coming, we are like fully into it. The movie is happening already, right? Like we're not just in the introduction of it. We are in the midst of it. And this is a great energy to work with. This is a great time for you to stand in your power of who you are and make things happen, right? Like make choices for you, make decisions and steps forward for you that align with you. And they can also align in the highest good for everyone involved, but like in alignment with you. So there's something really beautiful to be said with this energy here. So I encourage you to use it and move forward with it. Now, the next thing, point number three, Spirit wants to talk about, is a greater split from 3D to 5D reality. And so I talked about this before, that we're seeing this split, and it's kind of like a tree, and the tree starts to split into two distinct branches. It moves from the main trunk into two distinct branches, and we have a 3D branch and a 5D branch. And that is really representative of branches of consciousness. So we have those that are choosing to stay on a 3D path of consciousness based on our known reality here as it is. And then we have many that are moving to, that are in the process of being in and moving into the 5D path of consciousness, which is a more expanded way of thinking of maybe newer ideas, new paradigms, breaking down barriers of old limited thinking into new possibilities. And what Spirit said is, look out for the density in the behaviors. Notice when somebody is really densely rooted into their 3D reality or their 5D reality, because people are really going to start to show that. They said both sides are now beginning to really take root into their energetic template. So this is where we'll see like a strong divide in thoughts, in perspectives, in ideas of like one reality thinking the other one is absolutely out to lunch, right? Or another reality being like, how can you possibly think that limitedly? Both sides of free will choice are choosing to root into their energy template or their energy reality. But what that's going to do, and that's fine because it's free will choice, but it will create more divides of kind of two different parallel realities. And this is where the idea of like splitting earth realities or a new earth, it's rather a level of consciousness. And what Spirit was showing me is what you'll start to notice is if you're really rooted in one reality, and I'm not even in this point going to say one being better than the other. They're choices. That's it. But what you'll notice is the more you root into your chosen reality, the more the other one will not really interface with yours. Because if we come back to that tree trunk analogy, and the branches are moving away from each other, they're moving away. They won't interact as much, right? So you may start to notice that, say, people that are in one reality and you're in another reality, you don't cross paths with them anymore. Your karmic circles with them, your karmic links or bonds are completed or completing. And so the interface between the two of you will become farther and farther and farther apart. This is okay. Spirit is just saying, be conscious of it. Notice what's happening. And another big thing is not to judge those in a different reality density than you, because Spirit doesn't judge anybody either. It's not about judgment. It's about personal free will choice. And whether that choice is conscious or not, it's still a free will choice. So again, come back to focusing on your choice, because I think I talked about this in January's Cosmic Consciousness, but I had the energy of Jesus come through, and he said that no soul will be left behind. That souls that choose to stay, even a really, say in a really, really dark and dense reality, if they choose to stay there, then they will move through their karmas within that until they're mended, but they're not ignored and left behind by his Spirit. Everyone is surrounded by Spirit, and we all come to things in our own time. So focus on the reality that you wish to complete, or, well, complete, maybe the one you wish to create, the one you wish to be in, the one you wish to move into. What is the highest timeline you desire to live in? And you get to focus on creating that. So in connection to that leads me to my point number four, which is divine union amplified. Now, we've been talking about this a ton. Spirit said this year was a big year for divine union, divine alignments, these synchronistic unions of two or more people, whether that be in a corporation, in a community, in a government, in your family. Perhaps it's a soulmate bond, a romantic bond. There are divine destined soulmate unions that are coming into play. And we have been, Spirit showed me that from February until about mid-April, there was a really wide open window of opportunity for a lot of these alignments to take place. So we are in like a really heightened energy of that alignment. Now, if that doesn't come into play for you in April, it doesn't mean it's not going to. It's just there's an amplified window of opportunity of these alignments right now that Spirit is talking about. So notice if there are synchronistic pieces that are drawing you to be in a certain place, a certain time to look into a certain thing. There are divine unions at play, and a lot of those unions are happening because you have been working at coming into divine union within yourself, which is something else I talked about in Cosmic Consciousness Circle in February. It was all about divine union within. So that is going to be reflected outwardly in your external world a lot this month, a lot. So this leads me then to number five. Spirit said that this month is very much a catalyst month, an opportunity for things to catch flame and root where they need to be. Now, for things to catch flame, as I mentioned earlier, like flame can sometimes seem like a negative or like you get burned, but they said, no, this is in a very positive way. This is that spark or that ember that has been waiting within you gets the opportunity to come alive. And then from that root into this reality. So many of you may find that this month is really this like slingshotted energy that propels you forward significantly. And as you're listening to this right now, you may find 2 weeks from now, maybe it's only a couple days from now, you're like, oh my gosh, little did I know that within a couple days or a couple weeks, I would be sitting in the position that I am right now. And I really love this because somebody, I can't remember who shared this quote with me, but the quote is, the idea of someday could be tomorrow. And if you sit and think about that, it's so true. We never know when that someday ideal, that goal, that desire manifestation will become tomorrow, and then that tomorrow will become today. It happens sometimes so fast and so synchronistically. So this is such a catalyst month for so many of you. So really take advantage of, again, the momentum. Momentum is huge this month. And then bringing me to number six, point number six, Spirit said, define your tribe. And they said, really take note in this catalyst month, in this divine union energy amplified, in this energy of greater splits of 3D, 5D, notice who is in alignment with you and who isn't. And it doesn't mean we have to go cutting people out of our lives or anything dramatic. It's just about noticing. Notice where is your time spent well and your energy reciprocated? Where is your time spent in a way where your energy is being drained? Notice it. Define it, if you will. And then choose which ones you invest your time and energy into. Because again, we've been talking about this year being a real year where like the body energy is coming online and we're really defining what supports our life force energy in our body and what drains our life force energy. And our tribe is a big component of that. It really is. Like what we surround ourselves with, the people that we surround ourselves with, they can either pick us up or they can tear us down. They can be energetically inspiring or they can be draining. And really just notice what that is and then choose. And there's some situations where, you know, it's not about cutting somebody out, but it's just about acknowledging what kind of quality time do I wish to spend where and what does that look like? Define your tribe, like Spirit said. So all of that to say, April is a very active month, astrologically speaking, energetically speaking, synchronistically speaking, and fresh beginnings, new starts. It is all here. And on top of that, my guides right now are stepping in and they're like, can you add just one more? So point number seven, on the fly from Spirit. They're saying, know that with all of this movement, this catalyst energy, this divine splits and unions and all of that, they're like, we are closer to you than you realize. It is so easy to communicate with us and we are responding in spades through, like I've talked about, animal symbolisms, number signs, dream state messages, all of that. And as long as you are putting your energy in the highest frequency possible, and one of the best ways to do that is through joy, movement, and gratitude with a gentle smile on your face. Honestly, it makes such a difference when you sit for a moment and just put a gentle smile on your face. That energy changes and it washes through your body and you can feel it. When you do that, it is so much easier to communicate with Spirit, and they really want to communicate to help you stay on track, help you feel supported. So I will leave that with all of you. What an exciting month to come. I hope you feel the energy and I hope you feel the inspiration I hope you make Mercury retrograde work for you because it completely can. And I hope you stay in the positive energy of the solar eclipse and really take in this clarity, this renewal, and really focus on you regardless of what happens in the external environment, different narratives, different, you name it. I'm not going to get into that. Focus on you because you matter, and your ripples and how they affect our ascension really matter. So I'll leave that with all of you. Have a wonderful rest of your week, and I'll see you next week.